Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the pep rally. The pep rally. Almost everyone is familiar with this tradition that can be found on almost every high school campus. You remember the pep rallies. They take place before each game, and it involves a band and the cheerleaders and the drill team and even the players. It's simply a way of celebrating victory before the game is even played. It gets everyone in the right mindset so they'll know how to execute effectively during the big game. Well, the pep rally concept also has a relevance in business. Because if we can keep our mind sharp and focused, if we can keep ourselves in the right frame of mind, we can win even before the day starts. My friends, that PEP acronym is going to outline three key components, three key aspects that we can implement every day in order to have a better day, a better week, a better month or year. My friends, I like to introduce this acronym to you because the P reminds us of the importance of positive. Positivity. Yes, my friends, think for a minute about the pep rally. The cheerleaders are smiling and turning flips, and the drill team is dancing, and the band is playing the most exciting songs. The crowd and the audience is cheering and happy, and everyone's in a great mood, and it changes the atmosphere because of the positivity. By the same token, my friends, when we are perpetually positive, this means constantly positive, then things around us begin to change. How is this accomplished? First of all, we've got to focus on projections and not reflections. See, projection is thinking about something that has yet to happen. We're projecting something out into the future, whereas a reflection is focusing on something in the past. I challenge you, my friends, to project a bright future because it's more important than dwelling on a dark past. Well, one of the other ways that we live in perpetual positivity is we also employ preparation. This is planning our response to any adversity. You know, the cheerleaders on the sidelines will say, "That's okay, team, keep fighting. That's all right, team, fight on." And no matter what happens, they always have a planned response for whatever may take place in the game. If there's a fumble, they've got a plan for it. They don't throw their pom-poms down and walk off the field and get upset with the team. No, they encourage the crowd to continue to fight and encourage the team to continue to do the same. By the same token, not only should we have the projection of a bright future and the preparation, we've also got to have the poise. You see, poise is refusing to panic in the wake of certain situations. We cannot panic no matter what we do. We've got to maintain our focus and maintain our enthusiasm. You see, in the medical profession, they have something called a placebo. It's simply a fake drug designed to change one thing, your outlook. Now, the patient doesn't know the drug is fake. They actually think the drug is real and works like no other. But because their mind has changed, their body changes as well. Because they think that the medicine did them some good, it changes their outlook. And millions of patients all over the world have experienced drastic improvement who only took the placebo. That means they improved because their positivity reached the peak. Are you improving because of your positivity, or are you waiting for some wonder drug to make things better around you? I challenge you, my friends, to continue to do the best you can in everything. That E reminds us of the importance of exceptionalism. This is when you promote and accentuate all the good things about you. Think of it. Even if green is not your favorite color, if it's your school color, you'll wear it. Even if a bulldog is not your favorite pet, if it's the mascot for your team, you'll promote it. Schools have colors and mascots and school songs and prepared cheers and you name it. And everybody promotes them because it's what makes the school unique. Are you highlighting your uniqueness? Are you accentuating your positivity? Are you doing the things that make you you? You see, we have to accentuate our positive attributes. Oftentimes, it's easy to focus on the things that are not as positive. You think about it. If there is one stain on your favorite dress, you have a tendency to focus on that one small quarter-inch stain as opposed to the brilliance and beauty of the entire dress. Some people will focus on one area or one aspect of their lives that may not be the greatest, and they'll allow it to bring them down. But have you stopped to think about the exceptional things about you, your exceptional personality, your exceptional gifts and abilities, your exceptional talents and skills? I challenge you, my friends, to focus on what makes you exceptional and wear that exceptionalness with pride. Wear your exceptionalism with pride. That final P in our PEP acronym reminds us of the importance of productivity. Nothing puts a pep in our step quite like results. That's why I encourage you, my friends, to keep producing. We were made to be productive. You see, boredom attacks when we're not doing anything. It is impossible to be bored when we are productive. That's the reason why we must identify productive actions. Think about it. Learning is productive. Helping others excel is productive. Completing assignments on time is productive. Creativity is productive. Using your mind to develop things that didn't exist before, that's productive. Improving ourselves from our mind, body, and soul, those are all productive activities. Every day, my friends, I challenge you to outline how productive you want to be. Don't wait until the end of the day and look back and say to yourself, I could have done more this or I could have done more that. Think about it right now, early in the day. Focus on it, and then you will have the pep in your step that allows you to win every time. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.